Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
And it's great to welcome to the show Arlene Dickinson. She's a dragon at CBC's Dragon's Den. She's a general partner of District Ventures Capital, and she's also a best-selling author. Arlene, I feel I know you already. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. As I understand it, you were South African originally. Tell us about your journey, if you would.
Yeah, South African. My family immigrated over to Canada when I was 3 years old. We had $50 and three suitcases with all of our belongings in them.
Wow.
And we came here, and my dad kind of said, hey, Canada is a miracle for us to be here, and we're going to make the best of it. And he built a life here with my mom, and we grew up here. So
was that in Toronto? Or
No, we came. We ended up in Edmonton originally, and
okay.
then in Calgary. So almost all my adult life I lived in Calgary, and now I live in Toronto and Vancouver.
Okay, very cool. Tell me then about your business journey. Where did you start off?
So I started off my first real career was in marketing. Started off in a little marketing company called Venture Communications. Worked there for a number of years, and then eventually bought my partners out. I had two partners who were older than I was, and I had these big dreams and ambitions, and decided that I wanted to carry on, and they wanted to retire, and they didn't get along that well. So they were always fighting. I just wanted out of the fight, and so ended up, you know, when they exited, I ended up buying the business and funding it literally myself because I couldn't get any capital from the banks at the time.
Okay.
I was a woman entrepreneur, and you know, I was a single solo entrepreneur, so they didn't like that too much.
And how many people were employed in the business at that
when
stage?
When I first started, the business had six people. By the time I bought it, we were around 25 or 26 people.
Okay, so then that journey then you bought some other businesses. And how did you then arrive on the CBC's Dragon's Den.
So CBC, you know, I was busy running the company, doing my thing, CBC called me and said, we'd like you to audition for the show. And I went, really? And I thought, no, I don't want to be on television. I did not want to be on TV because I didn't want to be judged for my appearance or my age. At the time, I was 49 years old, and I thought, oh, I'm too old for TV. It's funny how we think that now. I'm 69, and I think, oh, I was just a kid back then. It was a call to come and audition, and I did. And you know, they asked me to do the show, and I thought, I'll do it because it's never going to last more than a season. You know, like I thought I'd try it for a year, and then, you know, 18 seasons later.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Your interaction then with all, and again, I speak from a place, I suppose, that haven't been on the Irish version, your antenna for BS, let's call it, how good is that? How quickly can you spot somebody coming in with a pitch and that you say, do you know what, straight away, I'm not going there?
You know what, it's funny this season because we're in the middle of taping right now for season 21, and a couple of the dragons and I were talking, and one of the dragons said to me, you know, you always can pick out the person who's not telling the truth.
Sure.
And she said, you've got this great ability to see when people are BSing us. And I take that as a huge compliment because I think my BS meter is really strong. And I think, it comes from years and years of...
You lose less money that way.
Yeah, I think years of watching deals, but also I think just having lived a life as a single mom and having been, you know, a woman kind of finding my own way in a business world and learning to tell the difference between people that really want to help you and those that are not trying to help you. And so I think it's just been honed over time.
Now, I'm fascinated by another aspect of your career. You've served as an honorary captain in the Royal Canadian Navy for 10 years. Tell me about that and how that came about.
Well, as a result of being on the show, I got asked to go join the Team Canada, it was called, and go overseas to visit the troops. And so I've been there seven times to visit the troops. I've been on the front lines of the war in Afghanistan, and I have... It literally changed my life. It changed my view of the world. It changed my view of understanding what matters in life. It was really amazing to see, you know, men and women, you know, in 50-degree heat and in the middle of deserts. You know, honestly, it was something else. But what it did is it created a patriotism and a desire to make sure that this world is protected and that everybody lives in peace and freedom. And that it changed me. And I really am grateful for that opportunity to see, you know, the sacrifices that are made in order for us to be able to live with the freedoms
sure.
that we do.
Okay, well said. You've now set up District Ventures Capital, so I suppose this is a way of maybe scaling yourself. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's a way of, you know, as you age, you really do think a lot about legacy. You start to think about how every day really matters and you want to make sure you make the most of it. I don't like being unproductive at the best of times, but I really now at this stage of my life want to make sure I'm being productive. And so investing in entrepreneurs and helping them build their businesses is legacy to me. It helps build entrepreneurial dreams. It helps build jobs. It helps build community. It helps fuel the world. I love it. I really love it.
All right. Well, listen, it's been great to meet you. I felt we had a lot in common. We're probably the only two dragons that were fired, but maybe there's a few more.
I've never been fired.
Neither have I. I'm talking about the other ones.
Oh, fired from our jobs. Oh, yeah. Fired when I was fired when I was the first job. Yeah. You're out of here. I thought, okay, I'll go figure it out.
Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure to meet you, Arlene, and thank you for joining us. You're great.
Thank you.
Now, I should say that we did get to travel to Ottawa on our second day here. We were guests of the Irish Ambassador to Canada, John Concannon. Remarkably, myself and all the finalists, and indeed the alumni, were granted an audience with Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney. He spoke about Canada's place in the world, his famous Davos speech earlier this year, as well as Ireland and Canada's good relations. We didn't get to interview him or even record his talk, as it was a private event, but you can take my word for it. Mark Carney, he's one impressive individual.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.